All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. And then I didn't think another thing of it. Till just now, Kenny attempts to try to reel me in. Not going to work, obviously, because I'm already aware of it. He said, hey, mate, what about a story of Harris being hospitalized yesterday, getting buried and ignored by all news outlets? Oh, I'm shocked that they didn't talk about it, but I thought for sure you'd talk about it, EZ. Come on now. If you guys are going to try to pull pranks like this, you got to just send it and then don't do what's happening from the gruesome twosome here. You can't say, I got it. Hey, buddy, know what you're talking about. You got to talk about it. This is the quickest way to ruin the gag. Nice try. Well, no, not really. You did try. Ryan writes, Trump is going to deport our beautiful roofers, some of the best laborers on the planet. Hopefully he lets them stay. We need them. Can you imagine white people built roofs? Fuck, 5 years if you're lucky. Well, interestingly, I know for a fact that my friends at Werner Roofing, they only have legal people working on their roofs. And I'm sure that most companies in and around the area, because you can get in big trouble if you willfully avoid that. In fact, my friend Gunnar Nyblad from Gunnar and the Grizzly Boys, he has a number of workers that it's very, very important that all of the T's are crossed and the I's dotted when it comes to the employees appropriately. But anyway, thank you, Werner Roofing. They put the roof on this house, WernerRoofing.com, WERNER, roofing.com. Roofing, siding, gutters, metal roofs, they do it all at WernerRoofing.com. So that's what I want you to do if you're in West Michigan. Go to the website, WERNER, roofing.com, and fill out the little spot about getting someone coming to your house. One of the amazing people that do this will come to your house and say, okay, I'm going to go up on the roof and take a look. And they got a drone to check out various spots on your roof that they can't get to. They're going to write up your estimate, and then off you go. They have financing, so whatever you're spending on your roof, you can finance very nicely for extended time. Like, I don't know, I forget what mine is, 10, 20 years? I have no idea. But it's not bad at all. It's a very, very big, expensive roof on this house. It was north of $25,000. It set me back $330 a month. No big deal. Thank you, Werner Roofing, WERNER, roofing.com. You are amazing. Reach out to them and mention me, please. In fact, on the form that you fill out to get them to give you a call to come to your house, there's going to be a spot that says message, right? Eric Zane told me to reach out to you. That helps me. Thank you. Kenny says, if you are here in the country legally, there's nothing to worry about. If you're here illegally, begin the process to become legal. It's not impossible. I think that's great advice from you. It really is. David says, it's just a long process and nobody wants to wait. Yeah, I get it. Well, at least for the next 4 years, shit's going to roll downhill real fast because that is A1, top of the list. Day one, executive order. You're right. This is what he's going to do. He's going to draw on that big binder, the Mexican flag, and then he's going to put like the big slash through it. And then he's going to write, fuck you, illegals. I just don't like the rhetoric. I don't like the way he describes people in the country illegally as like invaders and predators and scum of the earth. I really don't like that at all. I hope that he softens that rhetoric. Because I don't know. I just don't. I think what it does is, whether he means it or not, what it does to the, like I said, so many stupid people vote for him. They end up mimicking that in very, very unsavory ways to people that may be here legally. You know what I mean? Brian says, you shouldn't be able to just walk across a border into another country. Let's be honest. If Kenny or I did it, we wouldn't be able to get in. Neither of us could climb the fence. We're white. Chris describes Trump's language when describing Mexicans as nationalism. Precisely. It's too much. You can't do that. I don't like it. Patrick says, I don't like how he addresses immigrants either. He vilifies them. So that way, when you're walking through Meijer and there's some lady who's there with the three kids and she might be here legally, who's speaking English as a second language, all of a sudden she gets punched in the face by some dumb fuck Trump supporter. Kenny says, I do agree that we should not just have wide open borders, but the people that are here, give them a chance to become legal. That's all. Well, that's a good wish list thing, but that ain't happening. I can tell you that. This is going to be a swift process, to be sure. Thank you to Jeremy. He sent me in a fantastic clip that will be featured on today's Who Are These Freebeers? And I'm actually going to share that clip with you right now as part of the preview. So Ben Glaze, if you're paying attention to this right now, I don't care if you listen. It'll still be good. The tendency on the show for free beer to do something that we've described before as a super laugh. And particularly he does it a lot of the time when Maitland says something. And usually it's not funny, but Greg really finds her funny. And he's usually the one to just rip, snort, fucking laugh. Like intense, ridiculous, almost sounds fake laugh. Jeremy heard this. In fact, I actually want to get his email that went along with it, because he did a decent job in explaining it. By the way, congratulations to Irvine's for 30 years. That is a key moment that is now being talked about. 30 years of Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You guys are awesome there. Congrats on that. Subject line, another clip of free beer over laughing. Friday's show, November 1, 1 hour, 37 minutes, 5 seconds in. Who, what, where game. This show really is just a bunch of stoned chuckle fucks. The game is, Greg says, who am I? I won an Oscar in 1995. And then, you know, he'll give a couple clues. And then if you get it right, you can make like a punishment to one of the other members on the show. So if I were there and I got it right, I would say Hot Wings has to suck his thumb while he's for the remainder of the game. And one of the punishments was Maitland had to speak with a Swedish accent. So in this particular clip, she's speaking with a Swedish accent, or her version of it, and she said something that the others thought made it sound like she was saying the F word. She didn't, but someone said, oh my God, do we have to dump that? And that was all it took to get the Burn King to just lose his shit. Let's check that out. Here we go.
Where am I? I am a European fortress.
I'm Maitland.
Maitland?
Flink it for the buck.
Do we have to dump that?
It's hard to tell.
I said...
That's right. That happened.
Flink it for the buck.
Do we have to dump that?
It's hard to tell.
I said...
Wow. My God, is that intense.
It's hard to tell.
I said...
In all my years doing radio with that fucking idiot, I remember him laughing, genuinely laughing, but not quite with that extra fifth gear. God damn. Jeremy says there is nothing in the world that funny. Thank you, Jeremy, for this clip, by the way, because it allowed me to go back to my archives. I actually have a folder on this computer called FB Super Laughs. And I have a nice collection of moments where Freebeer does Super Laugh. Part of the show today on Patreon will be a supercut of Freebeer Super Laughs.
Where am I? I am a European fortress.
I'm Maitland.
Maitland?
Flink it for the buck.
What? Do we have to dump that?
It's hard to tell.
I said...
Come on, man. Ryan says that is a punch-worthy laugh. Holy fuck. It takes a special talent to make your laugh sound like the definition. I think he means the right of a jackass. Because he wrote jerkass. Maybe you mean jerkass. I don't know. Cole says, do you think Freebeer and Hot Wings even mentioned Trump's victory? Or do they have too many around the rooms to get to? Okay. I don't think they will mention it. And the idea that they will suggest if they're ever called out on is like, hey, we're a distraction. Yeah, man. See, that's what people say when they suck. If they don't have any ability to actually talk about something like a big person, they'll say, oh, yeah, politics is this. There's nothing interesting about this. Ah, bullshit. It's the most interesting thing. I've spent virtually an hour and 15 minutes today being greater than most days. And I'm talking politics. And my chick did not win. Am I going to hang my head like a bitch? No. Fucking dust yourselves off. That's what I'm telling myself. I mean, you can do whatever you want. Like I said, I'm not in the business of telling people how they should feel because Trump won. I'm not the one getting deported. I'm not the woman who can't get an abortion. And we know some women love abortions. They'll just be laughing.
It's hard to tell.
I would rather talk politics than to hear this.
Where?
No, they won't discuss it. Ryan says, I haven't laughed once on this show today. The only time I've ever laughed on this show today, it might be a chuckle based on one of the jokes you guys have said. And some of them are really good jokes, but I'm kind of like, that's as far as I'll go. Ryan says, wait, first of all, Matt says, Jeremy says, can we not talk about him coming? Matt says, impossible when he does it 426.4 times a year. Ryan says, if Big Fraud let out a fat man's belly laugh like that, more ass cream would stream down his tiny little leg. the sphincter isn't designed to hold back that kind of laughter. Matt says, I just got 4 years of content. You know, I actually said that on Who Are These Broadcasters yesterday with Christian Blatt. I go, you know, if she wins, great. I voted for her. If she doesn't, that's okay too. Sun's going to come up. The sun's going to set. We're going to have plenty to talk about for four more fucking years. Jeremy says, is there any chance Free Beer's cum is still liquid? I'm guessing it's just dust at this point, like a powder fire extinguisher. Now, that would be mine. His, I'm sure, is fine. Chris says, as we've been told many times over the past few months, this was the most important election of our lives, but they've got to tell us whether or not you keep ketchup in the fridge. Yes. I can pretty much guarantee you there will be no discussion of the election. I'm guessing you all are glad that I have talked about the election. Because I have a fucking brain. The idea that, oh, no, we can't because someone's going to get upset. I don't want to upset people. Ooh, just whatever. Just be honest. All right. So, again, thank you, Jeremy, for that clip. It's a great fucking clip. Jeremy says not talking about the election is literally just ignoring the elephant in the room. In fact, I on Q100 this morning, so I go on. The news hits at 6 a.m. And the people that do the news, it's outsourced to some, I don't know who the fuck it is. But they pre-record it. And they recorded it before 5:40 a.m. Actually, 5:43 a.m. is when CNN and the AP said Trump won the election. And so 6 a.m. hits. They don't mention the election. So that means I got to go on the air and announce that Trump won. And now most of the audience that listens to Q100, especially north of the Hard Living Line, they love that shit. That's their thing. But I had to kind of like, you know, all right, this is what happened. As you slept, it was just announced, breaking news. Trump has won the election. He is president-elect and will be the 47th president of the United States. So I had to do that. And I'm trying not to put like a spin on it, okay? Because, I mean, I have marching orders at the radio station. There is a boss. And they said, yeah, we don't talk politics. So you do what you got to do. But, I mean, they didn't tell me to go on the air and talk about the election, but I have to address it. So I announced who won. And then somebody reached out to me and said, hey, how do you feel about the results? And I nipped that shit right in the bud. And I go, I do not discuss politics with audience members on Q100. I'm here to play music and make you laugh. And so he says, you know, that's smart. I go, I know it is. All I'll say is what I said on the air. And that is, another day has come and gone, and Trump is the president, and that's it. This is why we vote. Bob's a happy fucker because he's one of my MAGA brothers. He's been quiet. He wrote, they didn't talk about the election because there was a typo on the prep sheet, and they talked about the erection. Dan says, thank goodness there was not a Rotarian charity ride to promote. Yeah, I would have probably forgotten. Jesus Christ. There was another thing politically related that I wanted to talk about. What was it? Oh, no. It was radio-wise. It was a radio story. As you know, I work for iHeartMedia. in addition to working with Q100. And my role there is very, very basic. When we go back a number of years ago, like 3.5, maybe 4 years ago, I was in a role of that I'm in right now. Voice tracking from right here on a radio station, Big 101.3. But at the time, it was called The Brew. And making $12 an hour. And there was a big purging. This is in 2020, of people. And a number of people across the U.S. got fired. And I was one of those people. And they called me up and said, in fact, I was doing the show and I got a text message from the boss. And it turns out that that boss was eventually fired too. But I finished the show, called, hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? Yeah, you're fired. We got to let you go. There's been a big purge of employees. I'm like, really? I mean, I bring in literally $50 a week before taxes. No, not even that. It's $12 an hour. And I take, it's $25 an hour that I'm charging you. Well, I take it back. $12 an hour, 2 hours. I was voice tracking Saturdays and Sundays. Yep. Big cuts across the board. Okay. That ended. A handful of months later, hey, you want to come back? I'm like, what? You just fired me. Yeah, I know, but now we can bring you back. So at 25 a week times 4 times 3, they saved $300. I said, okay. Now this is easy work. You just sit here, click a button. Hey, Big 101.3, easy. Here's Paul McCartney. That's it. All right, I'll do it. Saturday and Sunday. There's a change of the radio station. Do you want to do 7 days a week? Yeah, of course. All right. No, it literally takes me 15 minutes. I hear I'm in line at voting yesterday, and I hear another dark day for iHeart. And what they started doing Monday and Tuesday, very in a sneaky fashion, someone described it as. One of the people who got fired described it as sneaky because they started firing people on Monday and Tuesday and the election's going on. That's fucking brilliant. I mean, if you're going to do it that way. And, but I haven't really heard if anything's, if it's trickled down to Grand Rapids yet. I know I haven't. They haven't said anything to me. I haven't heard anything about it. I don't know if anybody is has been shit canned from GR. God, I hope not. I mean, there's not a lot of people in the building. Now let's see. This one says no. I don't see anybody from West Michigan yet fired, but I'm kind of like, I mean, I don't want to get fired, but there's 10,000 employees, just under 10,000 employees, and they reduced their workforce by like 5%, so about 500 people. The New York Post wrote about this. Hundreds of jobs slashed at iHeart as the debt-ridden radio and podcast giant has been crushed by music streaming, the New York Post has learned. They've cut less than 5% of their workforce. Wendy Goldberg, an iHeart spokeswoman, confirmed the layoffs. She noted that the company has focused on expanding its Gen Z audience and that its broadcast radio audience has, quote, more listeners than it did 10 years ago. Okay, that's interesting to me. That's quite a boast. This is the boss right here. This is the guy. He sends out emails from time to time saying, hey, let's go. Get fired up. The firm began laying employees off Monday. Layoffs will continue Tuesday. And I think it's done. Various people and various radio stations. Here's the interesting thing about it. Some of these radio shows that were broomed, like a couple of them I was reading in the article, are people who like just signed new contracts. Long-term morning shows that have been there forever doing their thing. And even in a format that cannot be replicated, spoken word, sports talk, news talk. So now they're cutting into spoken word shows. And I don't know if this spells doom for the entire industry, but they're thinking that they're looking to get rid of redundancies is how they're describing it. Can they replicate with one or two people to several stations? I mean, I can only assume that that's what they're talking about. Frankly, I look at myself, even though it's only $12 an hour, as extremely expendable. If I were running radio stations, I'd take a look at everything. I would take a look at, do I even need anybody talking on the air? It's an interesting concept. So if it were to happen, I'm just waiting for someone to just say, yeah, we don't need any of these people. I fully expect that to happen. Not to mention the company is diving full on into like artificial intelligence. That's a regular thing that living, breathing humans have to contend with. Now, as it turns out, that company has a lot of debt, and they're trying to figure out a way out of it. In fact, a number of years ago, they had $16 billion with a B in debt, and they were able to go through a restructuring bankruptcy and come out of that and got a lot of that debt eliminated. So that now, but it's still like over $6 billion with a B that they owe. And these notes are getting ready to come due where they have to pay off the people that have invested in the radio station. Now, part of me thinks that this is across the board, not just iHeart, but all radio conglomerates. I know that on Q100, though it's a mom and pop, they still have struggles. Radio in general, it's a tremendous expense to even keep the lights on. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com. Now, if you're free beer and hot wings, you may think to yourself, we're protected because they're taking what we earn and or they're paying us well. And they're spreading the cost to all of these radio stations. I wonder if they're ever going to get to a point when they're going to be like, well, we understand that. However, it might be better for us for you to either take a massive pay cut, more than you had cut during COVID, and or we wipe out the show entirely so that it's not on any town square stations. If that were to happen, now you're looking at radio stations are just playing music in the morning just to get rid of the cost. I don't have the math. I don't know what they make, and I don't know if how it can be divided if you're doing the X's and O's, but I know that radio stations are looking to cut corners at any opportunity. And when you have a gigantic show with that much of a footprint and that much of a cost, you're constantly like, boy, I don't know if we're getting our money's worth here, because at the end of the day, the show has to make money. And if the show isn't making money in ad revenue, it's hard to justify paying it. And I bet they think about that. Good news, though. I firmly believe that as much as you and I know that that show is a huge pile of shit, they could make great money tomorrow doing it the same way I'm doing it, but bigger. And that's what Jeremy, he echoed that right when I was saying it. He said, the best thing for them is to do 2 to 3 days a week podcast, sell their own ads, work the hours they want to work, put out actually good content. They already have a podcast network built, just expand on it. Absolutely. And I think in our lifetime, we might even see that. They may be able to just ride off into the sunset and call it quits, but there's so much fucking money to be made doing it like this with the way, with what they have set up. When you're talking about tens of thousands of people, will pay them. Ride this one as far as you can and then get out of it. Corey says, I don't understand why they haven't gone full podcast a while ago, because it's not bad enough yet. When it gets bad enough, they might. And then it gets really interesting. Rich says, you know they're a pile of shit when they're getting beat in the ratings by a country radio station that plays more music than talk, B93. Not true. They are not being beaten in the ratings by anybody. And haven't been beaten in the ratings for nearly 20 years in virtually all demographics. I mean, pick one. Trust me, I see. However, if they do get beat, I'll be you'll hear about it from me. Jeremy says they'd instantly be a top 100 comedy podcast. They can say what they want with no FCC. All the national advertisers would be creaming their pants to get in front of their audience. Yeah, I don't know if the show would be any good. Because, again, they do a no FCC podcast, the segment 17, and it sucks. It's horrible. It's as bad or worse than the regular show. At the end of the day, you've got some really unmotivated, not talented people, with the exception of Kelly. And I don't know how motivated she is, but I do find her. She's willing to do interesting things, like talk about her words, being a slut. Wait until you hear that tonight. I don't think I've ever heard a woman talk that way or this way. All right. So big radio news, another shakeup in the industry. My God. Thank you to Rick from TC Paintball. Book an event today, tcpaintballgr.com. They are the best. It's a destination in West Michigan when it comes to paintball. Fully stocked pro shop for you to check out. Book an event today with the neighborhood kids. Maybe they workplace team building. Perhaps a bachelor party. Keep TC Paintball in mind. Book an event today at tcpaintballgr.com. When it comes to health care, Medicare, Social Security, and life insurance, I count on Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. He is the licensed independent insurance agent slash broker of record on this podcast. To reach him, go to buyinsurancehere.com. Open enrollment right now. If you want to buy insurance in the marketplace, you need to go through Frank. It doesn't cost you anything, no matter where you are in the U.S., to utilize the services. Pardon me. And he will help you make the appropriate choices for your healthcare.gov policy while we still have it. Frank caters to the folks like me who are self-employed, maybe in between jobs, or their boss does not offer healthcare. By the way, you can take advantage of your boss's healthcare, and your wife can get a healthcare.gov policy if you choose. The advantage to that is, okay, sometimes your boss's healthcare sucks. With healthcare.com, you get to choose from a number of different carriers and different types of insurance. Frank will help you out with all of that. And as always, Frank is free of charge because he's paid by insurance companies. Last sponsor today to mention is King's Room Barbershop. These folks are awesome. If you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair, get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Their website is kingsroom.net. They are the best. And if you want to work for King's Room Barbershop, you can. All you have to do is bang on their door, go grab the help wanted sign, and bring it inside. And they will help you get started. kingsroom.net. Nick writes, Kamala Harris got beat worse than Rick's dog. You know, look, stop it. Matt says Trump is outlawing chicks with short hair and dicks day one, that is. Rich says, would you offer your expertise in podcasting to them for a high enough price if asked? Well, let's think about that. First of all, that would never happen. Second of all, them asking me is step F. I'm at step A. Step A would have to happen first. And I don't know if I want that step to happen because I want Greg to get hit by a bus. Now, maybe that aggressiveness might pass over time, but it's burning hot. And I don't expect it cooling down anytime soon. Let's put it this way. If there's a moment that I come face to face with Greg, there's a pretty good chance there's going to be my hand mark on his face and me in jail. That's how much I have a hard on for Neuenfeld. Fuck no. All right. Going over the chat, there's been a lot of comments on there. A lot of great talk on the chat today. Boy, you guys have been killing it. Donut Dan says the stock market apparently went nuts overnight because of the election. I did look at that and before the market opened. That's the first thing. Well, second thing I thought. And I looked at the Dow futures. And it said 1,100, which is quite substantial. Dow Jones currently, it was at 42,000, something like that. Like right now, today, it's up 1,362 points on the heels of Trump winning. That to be expected. Stock market has been doing very well as the years have gone on. But I, you know, now it's probably going to take off at a much more blistering pace. You know, there's ups and downs in these things all the time. My general opinion of the stock market is ignore it. Ignore it when it tanks. Ignore it when it skyrockets. The truth is somewhere in the middle. Overall, the stock market continues to rise. In fact, if you were to look at the stock market over its maximum lifespan, and I found this to be quite interesting today when I was looking at it. This is it. And let's go back to in 2016. Trump wins. And when he won in November of 16, or thereabout, you're looking at about 18,000, 19,000. And it was a big deal then that it was kind of taken off. This morning, it was over 42,000 before it opened. All right, before the election, even election day happened, it was over 40,000. It was double what it was in 2016. You can see COVID right here. This spot right here is COVID when lockdown happened, and it fell considerably. But if you look at it over time, this is what we're talking about, big picture, since its inception. And however back this, I don't even know if this is not as its inception. It's gone back much further than that. But this goes back to 1984 when it was just at 1,188. And over time, not only has it gone up, but it's become more steep over time. All right. I think that's the only advice I'll give people. Breathe. You got to breathe. Jeremy says, make sure you approve the clips that Kenny and I posted. And that's totally cool. I've got a little time. It's probably a good reason to check them out. You know, and in the past 100 minutes, I couldn't tell you any one thing specifically that I've said on this show. I don't have time to, like, memorize what I'm saying. Let's see. How do I do this again? Sorry. This is the part of the show when I've got like senioritis. That's over. Just cashing a channel back to Twitch. I don't know. Home stream manager content. There we go. Content clips. All right. These are the two clips that were pulled today. Tyler suggests a quote from the NFK. Art, there's poo-poo on your leg. You got poo-poo running down your leg. Fuck you, N-word. All right, that's going to the top of the list. I'm featuring that one for sure. Easy, totally not fantasizing about BBC, this one says. I clicked on it just because I actually wanted to see how big that guy's dick is. It's unbelievable the size of that dick. All right, those are great clips. How do I do this again? Features selected. All right, they're approved. Some out of context or totally in context clips. I appreciate you guys making those clips. All right. Kenny sent this along. Looks like the guy is some type of a ride share specialist, the old man there. He's got a passenger in the back. Another guy gets in the front seat and says he's robbing the rideshare driver. Watch how the old timer handles this.
Can I help you?
Wait, what am I going to
get? Can I help you?
Wait, what am I going
to get? I need to get out. I don't have any money.
Stop handing. Where is that right now?
Get I don't have right cash. Now. It's a digital world, bro.
Digital world, bro?
I don't have it.
Give me your wallet. Right now. Give it to me. Bro, stop.
You gonna shoot me? Get the fuck out of here. You don't want to get shot? Come on, man.
Give me that wallet.
No.
Bro, stop playing before I hit you. Give me that wallet, bro.
Guy gets out of the car. Old man drives away. I've got some questions. I'm saving them for the end.
Thank God for you. Fuck you.
Passenger says, thank God for you. Driver says, fuck him.
He's got him on camera, too.
Oh, look at you. Fucking awesome. I'm not going to lie. I'm super grateful for you right now.
Well, ex-military. Fuck him.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
Okay, that's a damn good thing.
Right now.
That's a damn good thing that this spineless fuck in the back seat is with this very cool, level-headed driver. Where the fuck was that guy? He just sat there. He didn't do shit. Why isn't he ripping that fucker's head off? Kenny, who sent it along, says, I didn't even notice the passenger in the back seat. Well, why didn't he do anything? He just sat there like a twat. He could have very easily just reached around and grabbed that fucker's eyes and dug his fingertips right in his eyes. Tyler says, of course he's a veteran. That's the only time you want to be around a veteran. Everybody knows that they're crazy. Cole writes, driver definitely voted for Trump. And passenger definitely voted for Kamala. Kenny says, I think dude started to drive off and cut the wheel a certain way that it forced the dumbass would-be thief out of the car and he fell out. I don't know. I can't. It's hard to say. It looked like he was starting to get out. And when the old man realized that the guy was gutless and getting out, that he just took off. That's what it looked like to me. Yeah, I was shocked at how, I mean, the takeaway on that for me, I mean, it's cool that the guy was like, remained cool and was able to get the guy out of the car. But the fact that the other guy just sat there. What the fuck, man? If I was the driver, I said, what the fuck, man? What do I got to do to get you to help me? All right, one of these scam artists, there's a scam artist that had been going around in West Michigan for quite some time, and he got busted. And listen to this asshole's scam. We may have talked about this guy at some point in the show as the years have gone on, but this scumbag is going to prison. He's pleading guilty, and he had a scheme where he would convince people to invest money with him. And what he was doing was, he's like, okay, I am a contractor and I've been installing fiber optic cable in areas throughout the state. And if you invest in this, in my company, there's a lot of upside and your money will be paid back however much interest. Basically like doing a startup. The thing is, though, the guy had no bids whatsoever. He's saying, oh yeah, I'm all over the state. I got a job in Lansing. He had no jobs. And this guy just pled guilty on this deal. And this is the update. There can't be a lot to this story. It's only 52 seconds.
Federal prosecutors say that a West Michigan contractor who has pleaded guilty to wire fraud scammed people out of some $1.7 million in total. 38-year-old Matthew Mencarelli pleaded guilty today in federal court to 7 counts of wire fraud. Target 8 first exposed him in 2021 when he stole $9,000 to renovate a family's basement and never started the project.
Oh, that sounds like the Agars.
Federal prosecutors said that Mencarelli was also operating a Ponzi scheme, convincing people to invest in construction projects that didn't exist. Though the indictment against him listed 6 victims who lost $720,000, prosecutors say he actually swindled more than a dozen people out of some $1.7
million.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wire fraud carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. His sentencing date has not been scheduled.
So that whole Ponzi scheme, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Hey, invest with me, and you get the money, and then, hey, I want my money back. And then he has to get money from another investor to pay off the first guy, and so on. And then I remember that story about the Agars. They hired that fucking thief. He didn't do the work to fix Johnny's room. And then the people came out of the, goodwill, another company did the work for them. Update 2 to the Agars while I'm thinking about it. Team Agar was hard at work a couple weeks ago in Kona for the Ironman World Championships. Jeff and Johnny made another go at the Ironman for Kona, and they were not successful. They had to end on the bike. And that's too bad because it was a great story. CBS this morning was the ones who gave them the opportunity to do that. We had been following that story, but it did not work out. The swim was fine. And then, I think the weather was a factor, and Team Agar was not successful. But there's always more time to try, goddammit. They would not approve me of saying goddammit. They would be very upset at me over that. How would you rate EZ's election coverage at this point? Nick writes, you are a rube if you pay contractors first. Tyler says 11 out of 10. Now, you can give me a rating on my election coverage if you voted for Trump or you voted for Harris. I would like to think I was great. The show started today with Linda was very upset. I'm trying to forget, but no, you don't forget. You would tackle this. You tackle this shit head on. You just be honest. Kuipers throws a 7 at me. I'll take that. Nick gives me a 9.5. Dan says it was non-biased. That's an excellent compliment. Kenny did not vote. Corey says show's over. Back to being sad. You know who we have not heard from today on this chat is Tophus. Who, he's like probably the most blue voter you'll find on this whole chat. And he might, I don't know. I don't know if someone better do a well check on him. Kenny says the fact that you voted for Harris but wish Trump well says a lot. Yeah, I hope he does great. I hope in a perfect world, he stops with the rhetoric and just does the job and does it well. He's got an opportunity here. Maybe he's learned something from the first one. If he can get past wanting all that revenge bullshit and just run the fucking country, this could be a fine hour for him. Ryan says, I'm not sure why you wouldn't get a perfect score, especially since you even featured President-elect on the show. This was complete unbiased coverage. More Americans get their news from the Big Fraud News Network than any other news source. Chris indicates Tofus said World War III was going to start as soon as Trump got elected. He might be in a bunker. Donut Dan says we should also check on Karen Johnson, a.k.a. Whoopi Goldberg, LOL. Yeah, I never really bought into the whole, oh, my God, if we lose. Holy, I don't know why I'm sounding like Kenny. If she loses, oh, my God, it's going to be so terrible. I've never really bought into that shit. Hold on a second here. Hey, you better knock that off. Let's do the asshole of the day. Do you have any suggestions for the asshole of the day? As usual, I can never even remember what the fuck I said. Today's asshole of the day. Ryan says, I think the asshole of the day is your asshole. It leaked ass cream down your nude leg. Kenny says, asshole of the day is division in general. I just hate that our country stays so divided. It never gets better. Well, yeah, I needed something a little more specific. Let's just make it free beer and call it a day. As your asshole of the day, when in doubt, it's free beer. Can't go wrong with that. Thank you for being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll be joining you on Patreon a little bit later. And we will do it up. And then a Big Fraud Wednesday comes up at 6 p.m. Eastern time. You can still sign up. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. But that is my time. Jeremy says, is there a nap? Yeah, there is going to be a nap today. I did not sleep well because of stomach issues. Definitely going to take a nap. Thanks for being here, though, folks. Have a good one, and bye-bye.